Welcome everybody to our adventure today with Super Sam the Gnome.
Hello.
Sam was really gracious to come and visit me in my part of the forest where he lives. It's really cold and snowy right now, but he came to visit me someplace where it's warmer, and he brought a friend with him. But we're not going to meet that friend just yet. We're going to wait until after he reads to you. So
it's a new friend.
It's a new friend. So Super Sam's going to read to you part of his book, The Adventures of Super Sam. And you might know these stories. He's going to read them. And then after he's done reading, we're going to meet his new friend. And if you have questions for Sam, Sam is happy to answer them. Right?
Yep.
All right, so I'm going to take the basket of the friend. And Sam is going to read.
Okay, harvest time. Super Sam is a kind gnome that lives in the forest with his friends. His house is shaped like a mushroom. Super Sam lives with his friend Lola the turtle. They have many animal friends that Super Sam cares for. His friends live in a small barn behind Sam's house. Super Sam loves harvest time. Harvest is when all the plants are getting ready to give their gifts. He has already harvested strawberries and spinach and beets and carrots and corn. Now he will help the other gnomes harvest something very yummy, peaches. Super Sam loves peaches. One morning, Super Sam woke up and noticed something. He could smell smoke. Smoke is never good in the forest. He quickly put on his shoes and ran out the door. Other gnomes were running too. "Where's the fire?" some shouted. "Over here," someone else called. A small bush was on fire, and the gnomes were quickly bringing water from the stream to put it out. "What happened?" they all wondered. No one knew how the fire started. It was a mystery. Super Sam helped his friends pick peaches and then returned home. He and Lola canned their peaches and put them up for the winter.
You know what's fine.
Okay.
It's okay. This is the green screen.
A few days later, Sam woke to a wonderful early fall breeze. Today would be a great day to fly a kite, he decided. He found his kite in his closet and made a few repairs. He made himself toast and peach jam for breakfast, and then he and Lola went to the meadow near Papa's house to see if Papa wanted to join him. Papa loved to fly kites with Super Sam. Super Sam walked on, excited to talk to Papa. Suddenly, there was a big shadow on the meadow, and Super Sam smelled smoke again. He ran toward the edge of the forest near Papa's house. Papa was already working to put out the fire. "What was that?" shouted Sam. "I am not sure, son. Something that breathes fire." They put out the fire and went on to fly kites all day. They talked about where the fires could be coming from. At the end of the day, just as the two gnomes were going home, they ran into one of the king's servants. "King has called a special meeting," said the gnome. "Everyone is to meet in the Crystal Palace tonight." Super Sam and Papa went back to Papa's house, ate dinner, and then walked to the Crystal Palace. All the forest gnomes were there. Super Sam and Papa gathered with the other gnomes in the Crystal Palace. The king came out to greet them, wearing a beautiful crown made of autumn leaves on his head. All the gnomes bowed. When they did, Super Sam and Papa noticed something that they didn't before. A human was in the palace. Super Sam didn't think a human had ever been in the palace before. The human was a strong-looking young man with a beautiful cape in one hand. He had a shining sword. and the other a shield. All the gnomes began whispering. "This is my friend George. He has come to help us," the king said. "It seems we have a dragon in the forest." King told the gnomes that George came to help with the dragon. He hoped that the dragon would not need to be harmed, but could instead be convinced not to start any more fires in the forest. He told the gnomes to stay away from the dragon if they saw him, and to let George help. Soon, the meeting was over, and Super Sam said goodbye to his father as he started to walk home and tell his animal friends the news. A dragon, he thought, just in time for Michaelmas. Super Sam went home and got out his orange cape and put it on. Lola giggled, but Super Sam felt brave. He hoped he could see the dragon. Many gnomes were afraid of the dragon, not Super Sam. Super Sam put on his boots, backpack, and his boots and his backpack. He grabbed his walking stick and set out into the forest to see if he could find the dragon. He heard a loud sound. He scurried to see what it was. In the clearing at the middle of the forest sat a young dragon. He looked very sad. Suddenly, Super Sam knew why. The dragon had the hiccups.
I hate the hiccups.
Yeah. I don't like that either. Each hiccup caused him to cough out a flame. Soon George was there with Super Sam. He helped hold the dragon while Sam went to get the king. The dragon did not like being tied down, but when he saw the king, he bowed and became calm. Out of a golden pouch, the king took a large, shining crystal. He approached the dragon without fear, placed his hand on the dragon's face. He placed the crystal on the dragon's forehead and bowed his head in prayer. In a few moments, the dragon's hiccups were gone, and he licked the king's face. The king invited the dragon to stay in the forest and help them bake the Michaelmas bread as long as he didn't start any more forest fires. The dragon was happy to lend his fire for the bread ovens and pleased to stay in the forest.
I wonder what it's like to be licked by a dragon. Do you think it feels like a cat?
I don't think so.
Maybe it's not sandpapery.
I'm guessing it would be like a snake.
Maybe so. I don't know that I want to be licked by a dragon or a snake. That was wonderful. So if you want more stories, we have them. And we can, if you're accessing this on our website, then the information to get the rest of the audios is below. And if you're not and you're accessing us on YouTube, feel free to drop us a message and we are happy to get you the link for that. Now I thought Sam could introduce a new friend.
Yep, I can.
It's not a dragon, thank goodness. Mm-hmm. I don't think a dragon would be a good idea right now.
I think he'd be too big.
Probably would be too big.
Okay, now this is my good friend, well, almost my best friend. Wait, let's get her out. Peggy the Hedgehog.
Hi, Peggy. Oh. So she is your newest friend in the forest. Does she live with anybody?
No.
No, she doesn't live with anybody? She doesn't have a sister or anybody?
Well, she lives with her sister, Hedgie, and her mom, Miss Hedgehog.
She's still little. She's still little. Hi, Miss Peggy. She likes to curl up. It's so funny how she can make her whole body do that. Go around all the quills, and then she can look like a ball, a pokeball. Yeah. Oh, look, she's trying to stick her feet out.
Sticking your foot out?
What does she look like when she's all flat? Do you think you can see if you can make her go all flat so that she'll stand up? Everybody can see how big she is. She wants to show you her backside instead of her front side. Hi, Miss Peggy. So you can see on Miss Peggy's back, she has, these are quills. It's not fur. And it's rather pokey when she gets upset.
She doesn't actually have any fur on her back.
No, she has fur on her front, though, on her tummy. On her
face and her tummy.
But on her back, she has quills, and the quills help protect her from anybody that tries to pick at her or poke at her, or an animal that might think she's good dinner, because she's not good dinner. Mm-mm. She's not good dinner at all. But when she gets older, her quills will not be so sharp. But right now, she's a baby, and so her quills are kind of sharp.
What are you doing?
But she loves Super Sam.
Hi, dear.
Hi, sweetheart. She loves Super Sam. So do we have any questions for Super Sam over there?
He has a hello from the Turi kids.
Hello.
And
Carson says he loves your orange hat.
Oh,
thank Carson, you very
I will
much.
Have to tell your mommy how to make that orange hat. I made his orange hat.
Yep.
When Papa Gnome has a little. Papa Gnome has an orange or has a
white hat.
A white hat. Yep.
What are you doing?
She wants to be moving and shaking there now. You go. Now she's gonna be busy. Now she's gonna be busy. Do we have any other questions from over there?
No.
So some people might be wondering, where is Super Sam's cat, Sunbun?
He's not actually my cat.
He's the farmer's cat.
Yeah, and he's back in the other forest.
With the farmer.
Yep.
With the farmer. And what about Lola, your trusty friend? Where is she?
Well, she is back in the other forest too, but she's being taken care of by Holly.
Yes, Holly is your good friend, right? Mm-hmm. Holly is your good friend that you met in the wintertime. So I guess if we don't have any other questions, we can be done. I want to thank you, Super Sam, so much for coming and visiting me today. I love you. Super Sam is my boy. He comes to visit me in my part of the forest often. So I hope you all have a wonderful, wonderful day. And if you have any other questions for Super Sam, you can ask your mom or your dad or somebody who cares for you to send us a message, and we're happy to have Super Sam answer them. Hope you have a wonderful, wonderful day. Bye.
Say bye-bye, Peggy.
Say bye-bye, Peggy. Bye-bye.